It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And this weekend, Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, Brahms' Fourth and Final Symphony, as well as Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto being performed at the Holland Arts Center, courtesy of the Omaha Symphony. And the guest conductor is here with me live, James Fedek. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Very nice of you. You just came out of, you had all that snow in Portland, Oregon, but not these temperatures.
Oh, not these temperatures. But it's good. It's good for the blood.
Yes, it does, because it has to circulate or you become a statue.
Yes, that's right.
So, James, welcome. Thank you so much for coming here today. This is your second visit. It's been about 8 years since you were here before. Brahms' Fourth Symphony, pretty exciting piece of music, isn't it?
This is one of my favorite pieces in all the repertoire. It's so beautiful. And to think that Brahms was so nervous about writing it, and allegedly people didn't even like it very much when it was first premiered, but you say that now, and anybody who's even heard a few moments of it, it's hard to imagine, because it's truly one of the most beautiful pieces ever written, one of the best in, I think, all the orchestral repertoire.
It really become quite a cornerstone.
Absolutely. And Brahms, I've said this to a number of people in the orchestra, Brahms, he never lets you down. The beauty, the pure emotion, the beautiful phrases, everything. He never lets you down. You really, after one hears this piece, you just can't help it but be inspired and leave transformed.
So when you, is this the first time you've done Brahms' Fourth, or have you done
No,
it
I've
before?
Done it a few times. I'm very fortunate to have done it a few times, and every time it's such a joy, and I learn something more about the piece as I experience it with the musicians and with the audience. And getting to share it is such an honor, because I really feel that to bring such a masterpiece to life. It's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. Every orchestra is a living, breathing, organic creature. And as you have rehearsed with this orchestra here, what things have you discovered or learned or been exposed to in doing this piece again?
Well, you have here in Omaha not only a great city, it's really fun to be here, even though it's cold, but you've got a great orchestra. And I have been so inspired by what they also have brought to the piece, because it's such, you know, for me, It's really a two-way street. I mean, oftentimes people often think, well, the conductor is in charge. And I suppose in a way that certainly is true. But for me, it's so exciting when I also get to experience what the musicians bring in their experience and their artistic love, especially when it comes to a piece like this, the Brahms' Fourth Symphony, because it's a piece everybody loves and everybody's played probably many times. And so those experiences are so rich. And whether it's some of the beautiful woodwind playing you have a wonderful clarinetist in the orchestra, flute player, oboe, or some of the lines in the cello, the beautiful cello section that you have, and the great violins of the orchestra. I mean, it's just when they start and they start to spin one note into the next, it's so uplifting. It's such a joy for me.
Joy was the very next word that I was going to. You exude the joy of doing this. What is your favorite part about being a conductor?
My favorite part of all of this is the audience. And that might be kind of a strange answer, because often I don't necessarily have such direct contact with the audience, which I regret, because the audience is so many wonderful, interesting people. But truly, without the audience, we're not really performing musicians. I don't know, if we didn't have an audience to hear us, maybe it would just be a rehearsal. I don't know, but I don't know what we would call it officially, but it would not be a concert. It would not be a performance. It would not be something, I don't know, the act of sharing this music together. And it's a strange thing. I think a lot of the orchestra musicians certainly would agree with me that we can feel the audience somehow when they're
sure.
There. I mean, we've been rehearsing in your beautiful hall, concert hall, the Holland Center. I mean, just amazing place, so beautiful. But we haven't had anybody in the hall to hear us. So how can we, in the same place, just about at the same time, and all this on a different day, now we'll have hopefully a great audience, it's going to feel so different.
And the technical proficiency could be identical, but the component of that audience and that energy of that audience makes it an entirely different experience.
It's an entirely different experience for us. And the act of sharing from the stage to the audience, that is what I'm so passionate about.
That's fantastic. That's James Fettig. He is the guest conductor. It's Brahms' Fourth Symphony and Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto. That happens March 1st and 2nd. That's tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Holland Performing Arts Center. If you're curious about information on this, omahasymphony.org would be the website you would want to go to. James, thank you so much for coming in. Real pleasure to meet you today.
Thank you.
Morning Edition continues.